Are you walking in today with a soft heart or a hard one? The Bible warns of a spirit of stupor, eyes that can't see, and ears that won't hear. In this short devotional, let's discover how to let God soften our hearts, open our eyes, and tune our ears so that we can be salt and light in the public square. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day today as you get started, whether you're sitting on the couch having a cup of coffee or you're driving into work, whatever that might be. I'm excited that you want to dive into God's Word with us today. So if you are enjoying these daily devotions, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. You are helping us accomplish our goal to change the heart so that we change the public square. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. So today we have a question that's a little bit different. How does the danger of hardening make you more urgent about softening your heart today? Let me say it this way. Are you concerned whether you have a hard or soft heart? Okay, are you feeling the urgency of having a soft heart towards God? So let's read out of Romans chapter 11, verse 7 through 10. It says, "What then? What Israel is seeking, it has not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened. Just as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not, and ears to hear not, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a retribution to them. Let their eyes be darkened to see not and bend their backs forever." So those are interesting verses that we're going to talk about. And we're going to look at having a hard heart or a soft heart today. So what Israel is seeking, that's what we see right here. The very first, what then? What Israel is seeking. So what were they seeking? And we should go over to Romans chapter 9, verse 31 to see what Israel was seeking. 9:31, Israel pursuing a law of righteousness did not arrive at that law. So Israel did not listen to God that his justification came by faith. Abraham believed this and was credited to him as righteousness. So they sought to be justified by the law. So they were seeking it, but they did not obtain it, it says. They didn't get there. But those who are chosen obtained it. And remember, God's choosing is based upon his foreknowledge. I know I go over this often, but in Romans 8:29, it says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among the many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified." So we see that he laid that out previously about being chosen, and the rest were hardened. So this is where we sometimes look at scripture and we're like, wait a minute, what does that mean that we have been chosen? Are we seeking to obtain God choosing us? Are we like saying, God, I want to have heart after you? Or are we having a heart that wants to be hardened to the things of God? My public square application for this part today is keep a soft heart before God. Always be willing to walk in repentance, to turn to God and say, God, you're right. I'm wrong. I need you. And recognize that you have a tendency to want to be justified by your works, and take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ and allow Christ to justify you by faith. Okay, so it says, as it is written. Now, in Deuteronomy and in Isaiah, it talks about this quote right here. So let's go first to Deuteronomy, and we'll go way back to the Old Testament. Do you notice how much Paul goes to the Old Testament, and he quotes these scriptures? And, you know, that's amazing. So many today do not want to do that. So in Deuteronomy 29:4, it says, "Yet to this day, the Lord has not given you a heart to know, nor eyes to see, nor ears to hear. I have led you for 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out, and your sandals had not worn out on your feet. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine of strong drink, in order that you might know that I am the Lord your God." So we see that he says, hey, up to this day, they haven't given that. But in Isaiah, We see this scripture quoted, Isaiah chapter 29. This scripture quoted, verse 10, a little bit more closely here, 29:10. Let me find it here. For the Lord has poured over you a spirit of sleep, spirit of stupor. He has shut your eyes and the prophets, and he has covered your heads with the seers. So we see that Paul is writing very, very clearly that Israel had rejected God. And so God's like, okay, I'm going to back up on my grace. I'm opening up a window for the Gentiles to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And they are going to have a spirit of stupor. Their eyes will see not, and their ears will hear not. Now, is this every single Jewish individual? Of course not. This is the ones who have been blinded in one sense and have kept their eyes closed to the very things of God. And so understand that God desires that all be saved, Jew, Gentile, Greek, barbarian. He wishes that none should perish, but all come to repentance. So let's talk about keeping our ears attuned to the very word of God. It's so incredibly important that we tune our ears to hear God's word. The next thing we see is a quote from David. David says, "Let their tables become a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a retribution to them. Let their eyes be darkened to see not and bend their backs forever." So when we think about this scripture and our eyes to see, so we talked about our ears to hear. We want to hear the word of God. Our eyes to see what God is doing. We need God's help to have a soft heart to see the very things of what God wants to do today in the public square. So as you're walking into that that workplace today, are you walking in knowing that God has chosen you for such a time as this to be salt and light in that public square, to have ears and eyes that are attuned to what the Holy Spirit is doing, that a heart that is soft to the word of God, and that you're willing to repent and turn from your ways and turn to the living God? So in Romans chapter 11, verse 4, "But what is the divine response to him? I have kept for myself more than 10,000 men who have not bowed their knee to Baal." So there's always a remnant, whether there's Jews or whether it's the apostasy of the church and there's some true believers in the church. But we want to direct our eyes to see the things that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is doing today. So I hope that encouraged you as you go into the public square. Let your eyes be open, your ears be open to what God wants to, how he wants to use you today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, we do thank you for your word. We ask that you do open our eyes, our ears, our heart to be attuned to what you are trying to accomplish today. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us today. Speak to our hearts, God, that we may be pleasing and honoring to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.